Hey, Joe, you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, Boomer, how's it going?
It is good, man. Super glad to have you here. Take a few minutes. I know that I said that I was going to record some of the results. So this call, little recording, is for future people that may want to be part of our REI Vault program, and I thought you and a couple of others would be good because you're actually, you've been in this program for a little bit, right?
Yep, about 7 weeks, I think. Yeah, right about there.
Okay, so a little less than a couple of months. You're kind of in the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yep, Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and you are experienced? You're a realtor and a real estate investor?
Yeah, I got into the business back in 2001 and then had to pop out for some personal reasons around 2008, which was probably a good time to jump out with the market crash. And now just getting back into it about 6 months ago, and as soon as I heard an opportunity to get with you, jumped all over it, and I've done got more stuff going in the past 5 weeks than, geez, I can't begin to tell you. It's just almost too much.
All right. So, I know, Joe, it's actually awesome, and you don't have to, I want real numbers, because
sure.
I think this is really good just from setting expectations, so I don't feel like you got to say anything.
Especially looking at my CRM system right now, so.
You're starting to make money at this, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. How many postcards have Chris and our team? We've done all the work, right? So we mailed out a bunch of mailers for you.
Yep. You picked our market. We gave you the zip codes, but you picked the houses for us to send to. And we've only sent out, I think, just a hair over 3,000, just because we're starting out on fumes. Ideally, we would have had at least double that out. But the initial response was pretty crazy. Out of the first 1,500 or so, we got, I think, around 192 calls, something in there. And out of the second 1,500 or so, we went against your advice and switched up the message, and we got maybe half of the response. Still good, but... So overall, we've got an awfully happy-looking pipeline going.
You actually are a really good example, and I'll get back to this in a second, but you actually are a perfect example of somebody that didn't totally follow what we told you to do, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And actually, it still worked, but we've actually, we're starting to revert back, and we'll come back to that because I think that's super important for people to hear. But, so 3,000 postcards, realistically, How many deals do you have? How many deals do you think you're going to have? And how much money do you think you're going to make off of just this first mailing, really, the first mailing?
Out of the gate, we got one assignment signed around, just get some quick cash at 20 grand so far. I got two more. One we should get signed around this week for sure. Another one's a 1031 guy, so he wants to identify property before he'll sign the contract with us, but already have somebody who wants to buy that contract up with us. So that'll be in between $35,000 to $40,000 in assignment fees. Got a couple of land development opportunities, which could be very nice. And then, a number of the people up here have, they've gotten these properties and they renovated them and they're in perfect shape, so they're not great for our business model, but what I'm going to do then is just utilize my real estate license and list them or refer them off to other realtors and get a referral fee. Yeah, it's looking really good.
So I don't even have to pull out my calculator. That's a pretty good return on investment.
Oh, geez. It's ridiculous.
So that's you're probably a little outside of the norm, but for 3,000, for approximately 2,500 bucks in spend, probably even a little bit.
Yeah, less, maybe
two.
About 1,800 bucks tops.
Okay. You're on track to make well over six figures off of this first mailing. Is that accurate?
Oh, for sure. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No exaggeration there. And then, go ahead.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So I know originally the mailing that we're doing, so we, if you walk everybody through this, we're really doing a lot of it for you. You give us the zip codes. We do all the research. We pull the marketing list of names and addresses. We do all the mailing. It's our postcard copy, or Chris Chico's postcard copy. Our systems that we install for you, our pre-recorded message, the whole deal, right? We set everything up for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful.
You have to get on the phone and talk to the sellers. That's your job, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, originally, when we sent out the mailing, we, just like we said, it's pretty aggressive, and you're probably going to get some angry calls and a lot of hang-ups, along with all the great people. You actually, in the Pacific Northwest, you had a lot of angry people calling, right?
Yeah, I would say it was maybe 10%. Maybe 10%.
Really? That's it? Maybe only 10%?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a little higher than that.
Just a little bit higher, maybe. But, you know, somewhere in there. Nothing outrageous.
Oh, man. Chris and I were actually looking when you told us. I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was like 90% angry. Okay.
No. Probably my dad on that communication. But,
yeah. Some of those people you converted into deals, even the angry ones.
Yep.
Awesome. So then we switched the card, right? We changed the postcard. So the second mail drop, we did a different card, even though we recommended it against it.
You definitely did.
And then it didn't work as well.
You didn't. No, we didn't get near the number of calls, so not near the number of people I could get on the phone with and just say, hey, sorry, you didn't like the message. But, you know, so I just didn't have, I killed the opportunity. But out of the mail that we did send, we still got some great opportunities, just not near the volume, which is what we're looking for.
Okay. Let's see what else. For somebody that doesn't know anything about the program, Joe, you were in their shoes just like six, eight weeks ago, right? So what would you want them to, what would you have wanted to know? Like, they're making a commitment. Many of these people don't know Chris, Chico, or myself, and, you know, they've gotten burned before on programs that didn't work. Is there any smoke and mirrors here? What three or four sort of nuggets could you share that you wish you were able to hear from somebody actually doing the program?
Well, you know, I think part of what you're doing right now is I would have loved to have heard from other guys like myself have gotten their feet wet in the program a little bit because, you know, kind of came in with, well, you know, I've done commercial deals and I know how to do deals and I know what this business is all about. So my partner and I kind of just said, well, let's just do it this way and, yeah, that might work, but we can do it better and our market's different and, you know, all the things you talk yourself into doing. And we diverted off the path. And, yeah, I mean, it didn't work nearly as well our way, compared to if I went back and listened to all the trainings like you advised me to do. And now it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So we're actually kicking our stuff back up today and tomorrow with you guys and just going straight down the line exactly what you guys suggest.
One of the things you're saying is do what Chris and I are telling everybody, follow it to a T. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to do it your way. Your market isn't that unique. Everybody thinks their market's unique and everything's unique. At the end of the day, it's not. There's like five different markets across the country. And as soon as we can identify that type of market, like Portland just happens. You're in Portland, right?
Yeah.
Or thereabouts. Portland works very, very similar to about six or seven other markets, whereas Arkansas and Tennessee and Alabama and Mississippi work very, very similar, but very different than California and Oregon, right? So you're saying just let Chris and I and the team set it up. We're experts. We've done over 20 million pieces of mail, and we designed the thing, and a lot of people that have actually ripped off our stuff and are making seven figures, right?
I mean, seriously, don't even want to sound cheesy like I'm trying to sell this for anybody, but it just flat out works. We just give you guys the area, you pick it all out, and we say, go, we want to spend about this much money. And next thing you know, I'm getting emails and notifications on my phone saying you got another call. I go into the system. I listen to the recorded message, which your virtual assistants transcribe. And so I already know the score ahead of time before I'm calling these people back, and it just works. So I can focus all of my time on making deals and none of the BS I'm really wasting our time with. So.
Awesome.
We're on board.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Well, I know you got to get back. I appreciate you taking the time, man.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Very, very, very much appreciative.
Awesome. Any final last words for this group that might be listening to this?
Just say, if you want to make money in real estate and you're on the fence, get off the fence. Give it a go because it will work.
Awesome. Cool, man. All right, Joe. Cheers.
Okay. See ya.